No worries at all.
We are at the time we've been waiting for a little while now. We're around to semi-finals time, starting off with Cass against St Helens tonight. So it looks like it's going to be a very tasty game, Gareth.
It certainly does. I mean, you've got so many ingredients to throw into this. I think the main one and the big talking point is how dominant Cass have been all year. If you look at the table now, 17 points clear of St Helens is a massive margin, really. But it all comes down to 80 minutes in the game tonight. So it's all on the line for both clubs. And everyone's asking, can Castleford reproduce what they've done for 90% of the year when it matters most?
Oh, that's very true. And looking on the Saints side of things, it's going to be a tough test for Castleford. Justin Holbrook's really managed to turn them around, really.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen quite a lot of St Helens recently. And it's taken Holbrook a little while to put his stamp on the side, I think. But we're really seeing that now. And the key kind of thing in this is Ben Barber now. He's played four matches. First two, it's fair to say, I think he struggled a bit. The last 2 weeks, he's been excellent. And he throws an extra dimension into their attack. Daryl Powell's spoken openly about how they'll have to watch him and the lines he runs and the threat he kind of provides from the back. So I think Barber's got a big part to play tonight, and how Castleford deal with him will be crucial.
It's certainly very going to be interesting to see. And a few weeks ago, I think a few Cass fans and Rugby League fans were a bit worried that Luke Gale might be missing out on the semi-finals and grand final, but he's back in the squad. That must be a massive boost for Castleford.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about ingredients to talk about and make this interesting, and that's another huge one, isn't it? Luke Gale had his appendix out, 16 days ago. He told us all at the press conference on Monday, you know, he sounded very confident that he would play, although he is going to have they'd leave it right up to the last minute, they said, but I'd expect him to play. And if he doesn't and he's okay, that is absolutely huge for Castleford. He's one of the three men on the Man of Steel shortlist and fully justified because of the influence he's had on that team this year.
It's certainly been fantastic to see. And looking at Castleford, obviously they have been so dominant all season, but it is one of those, is there any worries looking at them that it's going to be looking at an 80-minute game? You know, it's something that Castleford really haven't had to deal with as much this season, it all coming down to just that 80 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, people will point to the Challenge Cup defeat at Hull when, you know, they didn't perform up to their highest standards that day and got knocked out. But I just think they've been looking at this game for so long now. You know, they won the league leaders, about 5 or 6 weeks ago. It's been in the bag for a long time. They've known that they were playing on this Thursday night, even though they didn't know their opponents. You know, Daryl Powell's been able to rest some players. I think they'll be prepared. And I think what happened in the Challenge Cup and that defeat will probably make them even more determined to show that they can win these one-off games.
I mean, just looking at the job that Daryl Powell's done over the years as well, it's fantastic to see, because it wasn't that long ago we're talking about a more troubled Castleford side and saying that we're going to be top of the table come the end of it and in the semi-finals. He's really managed to turn things around at Castleford over the years.
Yeah, fantastic job. He's done it steadily during his time in charge, and he's added some real quality when you bring a Zach Hardacre into the squad. You know, that gives them a top quality player in Super League. But I think just as important from Powell has been the amount that he gets out of players not considered stars. So, you know, there's so many names on Castleford's team sheet that Powell has got the maximum out of all year. And his coaching staff, Ryan Sheridan and Danny Orr, they seem to be able to get the best out of players. And even players that have almost been rejected by other clubs and not been picked up elsewhere have gone to Castleford, improved, and that's helped them become the team that they've been this year, I think.
And just looking at the entertainment factor with Castleford as well, so they've played some really nice, attractive rugby league along the way as well.
Yeah, for neutrals, that's been fantastic, hasn't it? I know there has been some criticism of other media guys saying that we make too much of how well Castleford have played and the style of play. But when you look at the points for and against and some of the tries they've scored this season, I think they've been a real positive for Super League and Rugby League in general. You know, we like our sports to be played like that. It is entertaining. It is exciting. I think St Helens tonight's opponents are going down that route with Justin Holbrook as well. And I think that's all the better for the competition. So I think that's been a great thing to see. And hopefully we see plenty of that from both sides tonight.
Well, I certainly can't wait for that one. Of course, tomorrow night as well, the semi-finals, the Leeds Rhinos take on Hull FC. This is going to be a really tasty game, this one as well, to be fair, Gareth. I'm struggling to actually pick too much between these two sides going into this one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's kind of mixed signals when you look back at the past history. So Hull haven't won at Headingley for 10 years. Lee Radford was playing and captaining the side the last time they won at Headingley. But then if you point to that Challenge Cup semi-final earlier this year, Hull completely dominated them in a big game. Probably their best performance of the season that afternoon. So it's just a difficult one to call. Leeds on their own ground are definitely a different animal. But then you throw in the fact that there's no south stand and the tremendous atmosphere that they create. Will that have a factor on it? Will that help all of it? They're two very well-matched teams. I'm really looking forward to that one. It's definitely a tough one to call.
I can't wait for that one. Should be a very, very exciting game. And one thing, I suppose, with these two teams is they do have that big game experience. Leeds Rhinos with a grand final not so long ago. And Hull FC, obviously, with their Challenge Cup success. So it looks like both of these teams could be really showing their best when it comes to this 80 minutes.
Yeah, that's what we want. And I think Leeds will be conscious, obviously, that they didn't show the best in that Challenge Cup semi-final. You know, the Rhinos have had a great season and probably gone under the radar a bit with most people. Even though they finished second, you know, perhaps not had the credit they deserve. But I think it might niggle at them that they didn't play as well as they could in that semi-final. They'll be hoping to tomorrow night. And if they do and Hull play at that same standard again, we've got a cracking contest in prospect.
It certainly looks that way. And just looking at it for some of the players there as well, going to be late. Because, of course, Danny Maguire going over to Hull KR at the end of the season. We're seeing the retirement of Gareth Ellis. There's a lot of plot lines going into this one as well.
Yeah, there definitely is those kind of departing heroes, obviously Ellis and Maguire and Rob Burrow as well. And Matt Parcell, the Leeds member of the Dream Team earlier this week, was speaking quite openly about the desire to send Rob and Danny out on a high. And I'm sure it's the same for Hull. You know, they'll be wanting to send Gareth Ellis, a former Rhino himself, of course. None of those guys will want it to be their last games for the club tomorrow night. So, again, it's just all adding up to, you know, this is what we want at this time of the season. You know, games between the biggest clubs in the competitions, the teams playing well and difficult to call the outcome.
Oh, certainly looking forward to it. And elsewhere, just lastly as well, Gareth, obviously seen this morning that breaking news that Marwan Kukash is going to be leaving Salford as well. What did you make of that one?
It's an interesting one. I mean, Marwan Kukash has been, he's been a great character for us in the media, hasn't he? He's given us plenty to talk about, written plenty of headlines. I think he has toned it down over the last 12 months ago and seems to have taken a different approach. I've seen somebody ask the question this morning on Twitter, which is fully justified. I think without Marwan Kukash, where would Salford be now? You know, he did save them. The finances have improved. They were still making a loss the last financial year, but it was a lot less than when he took over. I think he's given them some solidity on the field, despite the kind of poor end to the season. They've overachieved this year in making the top eight and the last four of the Challenge Cup. So I think he's leaving them in a decent position. Obviously, who takes over now is going to be crucial to their kind of moving forward. You know, they still aren't getting the attendances they would like and that they probably deserve for the team they've got. So whoever gets a grip of Salford next has to reconnect with that Salford community and get the rugby league people in the area kind of inspired by the club again, because there is good stuff going on, and Marwan Kukash has helped some of that, you know, despite some of the controversies that people will talk to. But they need to kind of equate that to getting people through the turnstiles again.
Well, certainly very interesting times in rugby league as always. We'll keep to date with all the latest here on Radio Yorkshire. Gareth, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No problem. Anytime, Danny. Thanks a lot.